For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City.
Party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust.
Woo!
Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Live from Red Rock Saloon in downtown Milwaukee, the place to be tonight, celebrating Tito's Handmade Vodka 25th anniversary, the greatest vodka there is. Our friends at Tito's celebrating 25 years, and we are helping them celebrate. Be here tonight. You're going to have a Tito's toast at 10 p.m. That is going to be a famous Ben Brust lemon drop right there. Cocktails for the night. We're going to have $9 Tito's handmade vodka palomas. Tito's all-time favorite drink, which is vodka soda. Of course, Tito's vodka soda with a lime and an orange, and $9 Tito's handmade vodka lemonades. We had a few of those yesterday at AmFam Field, because even though it didn't feel like baseball season outside,
yeah, I wanted to at least tell
it
myself
it felt like baseball season inside.
Yeah, and even if, like, we deserved it, you know, we grinded through what everyone was complaining about of wind, and then when we were inside, we, you know, again, it's like when I think baseball, I do think a little vodka lemonade. I'm not gonna lie.
800-990-3776. Daniel the Sloth chimes in to the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank, says, can I get my nickname changed? I'd like to be the official, unofficial landscaper of Scalzo and Brust. He actually just wants to be official landscaper of Scalzo and Brust because he's legit. I'm okay with official, unofficial landscaper, but I do have a little bit of work I might need some help on, Daniel.
Oh, yeah, you know, got a big quote.
Yeah, so maybe we could get Daniel down to my place, and we can work on making him the official landscaper of the Scalzo and Brust family.
Did you just bribe a family?
I didn't bribe anything. I'm merely just deal making right now, Benny. That's it.
Also, I feel like we should let the Scalzo and Brust family know, if they text VOTE to 800-990-3776, that First Midwest Bank talk and text line, First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National, they get a link to the Best of Madison, Channel 3000, Madison Magazine, where you can vote for Scalzo and Brust as the best radio show in Madison. And the Scalzo and Brust family, you know we love you.
We need your vote. We don't ask much of you. We barely ever ask you guys to do anything, but you always come through. This is one of those times where we need you to vote Scalzo and Brust as best radio show in Madison. So go text us 800-990-3776. We will text you back the link. Just text VOTE 800-990-3776.
My name is Ben Brust, and I approve this message.
Nailed it. Miles in Madison chimes in, says, happy Friday, guys. I didn't get my sports talk fixed 4 to 6 yesterday. Are you going to get bumped for all the home brewer games? We will not. Just opening day, where we did the first of its kind tri-cast across ESPN Milwaukee,
620
WTMJ, and 101.7 The Truth.
I had a blast. I had a blast with Homer. He was definitely nice and comfy, and loved the Scalzo and Brust family, sending VOTE to 800-990-3776. The campaign starts now. Had a blast.
Let's be honest. We're 2 weeks late on this campaign. Strophy tried to get this campaign started on the Scalzo and Brust platform.
Local celebrity Josh, you know, he's more worried about getting a free dishwasher.
I mean, I'll pat on the back to me. I'll own it, too. I don't think any of us did a good job of running with it for a while. So pat on the back to me for recognizing that.
Do I need to write a campaign speech?
We also didn't know about it until the 8th. We didn't even know we were nominated, so we double-dropped the ball.
A week ago, though. Yeah, so it was a double-drop the ball. They should have notified us that we
were nominated.
Right. I tend to agree with that.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the nomination. Thank you for recognizing greatness where it exists. But it would have been nice to get an early heads up. That means that everybody from every single email address you has to vote every single day from here on out. Ben Bruss will have a campaign speech ready to go at 5:45 today right here across ESPN Wisconsin. Hillsy wants to know, does Ben answer the Eat Street delivery nude?
Yes, but they do. They drop it off at the door, and I know it's delivered.
You crack your door open.
I just crack, reach my arm out there, grab the food, and skedaddle right back in under my blanket.
Have you ever been to a nude beach before?
No, I'd love it. You know I'm pro-nudist as well.
I've got a question.
The greatness you could vote for, people.
Is it normal in apartment buildings to have them come up to your door? I generally go down to meet them just to try and save them time.
Yeah, you're okay, a nice guy, Josh.
You're also just starting out your existence as a local celebrity. Ben Brust is a bona fide, established local celebrity. Ben Brust ain't going down. He ain't putting pants on to pick up his Eat Street delivery. He's got his Eat Street delivery drivers that he knows now.
Yeah, when they said blank is your driver, I'm like, yes, this guy's going to drop it off right at my door. Because I also leave directions so they can do so. It's a great app, easy to use. There's a spot, Josh. If it says delivery instructions for contactless delivery, yeah. Boom. I literally give directions, call box, press brush, press call, and I'll let you in.
I'm not surprised by that. I'm just more surprised, like, you doing it specifically. Do other people do that, or is that a Ben Brust thing?
Celebrity thing, Josh.
You'll get there one day.
Wow, I might have to start adding that to my Eat Street notes and just have it copy and paste it right in there.
There we go. You know what? Maybe you and I could be both good at this. I'll teach you my ways if you're willing to learn. Padawan.
Is the distance that I have to travel, does that matter? I'm not the first, the longer ride, is that worse?
Don't worry about that. Don't think about the distance you're traveling. Just get it delivered to your door.
Think about ease for yourself.
You and you only. If you want to tip them bigger because they went a far distance, that's up to you.
Packers signed Sammy Watkins yesterday, former top five pick of the NFL draft, formerly of the Buffalo Bills, Los Angeles Rams, Kansas City Chiefs, latest with the Baltimore Ravens. He gets signed by the Packers yesterday. Everybody wondering what Aaron Rodgers thinks about the Sammy Watkins signing. Well, we do know that there's one guy who has the best beat right now on where Rodgers is at with anything that happens. His name is Pat McAfee. Here's what Pat McAfee said about Aaron Rodgers on Sammy Watkins.
Very nice.
Aaron Rodgers has told sources who have told me.
I got you.
Talked to Sammy Watkins last night. Excited about the signing. Can't wait to get to work with Sammy.
So Aaron Rodgers is fired up. He can't wait to get to work with Sammy Watkins. I do think that he's going to play. He's going to have a role within this offense, and I think that's an okay thing. I believe that a lot of people have to get over the past. It's a very difficult thing to do. It's a very difficult thing to do in the state of Wisconsin. Everyone's scared of change here. The Packers aren't going to have a bona fide number one like they've had for Aaron Rodgers. They aren't going to have an all-pro caliber wide receiver like Aaron has spent his entire career with. It's a great luxury. And one of the reasons why I was frustrated when the national media, who doesn't know crap, was coming here saying, well, Aaron hasn't been given all the resources he needs. He hasn't been given the weapons he needs. He's an all-pro wide receiver in 90% of the seasons he's played with the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, that narrative of Aaron Rodgers needs more weapons, I think you would go to war against anyone who tries to bring that narrative to you, because every year, whether it's been Jordy Nelson or Greg Jennings or Devontae, like he's had his
Randall
guy.
Cobb.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
He has had guys. The Packers have invested in weapons
even
around
Jermichael,
him.
Like, it's crazy.
Jermichael Finley. Jimmy Graham didn't work out, but they paid a bunch of money to get Jimmy Graham in town. Like, they paid Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb over $10 million a year each when they were on the same team, when that was number one wide receiver money. He has had good weapons. This team is going to have players that play their roles, that know their roles, and that play them to a T. And Packers fans are going to have to not do the, it's Sammy Watkins. He stinks. And this guy stinks. And that guy stinks. And they're going to have Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb and Sammy Watkins and some rookies. And maybe they do pull off a brilliant trade for a wide receiver that we don't entirely look at as available right now. But until that moment happens, this team could still be as good, if not better, as last year, even without Devontae Adams, even while piecing together the pass catching weapons.
The only way I can agree with that is because I don't know what's going to happen moving forward.
The defense will be better next year than it was last.
Okay, that's fine, but offensively.
The offensive line is going to be as good, if not better, than it was last year. If Elgton Jenkins comes back healthy.
That's great, but they still.
The running game will be better this year than it was last year.
They still regressed from the number one offense in the NFL in 2019.
They still won 13 games and were probably in a better position to win this season.
I love your optimism.
It's not optimism. It is this idea that when you lose one great player, the hysteria, oh no, I don't know how the Packers will do it without Devontae Adams because I haven't seen him do it before. They're going to be fine. It was the same thing when Matt LaFleur came in. There was the same thing when Matt LaFleur came in, and everybody's like, well, Aaron's not going to be able to work with Matt LaFleur. Now it's, well, Aaron's not going to be able to work with a new wide receiver. Now it's looking for every possible reason why the sky is falling, and it has been for three straight years. And I've been the one guy standing with the tsunami coming in my face of negativity, and then all of these sheep come around at some point in October and November.
I've been a sheep. I'm trying not to be a sheep now.
At some point in October and November, and they're like, ah, Packer, oh, we're the greatest team in the world. There's no way we could lose. And everyone gets too low and then too high. This is a very good team that needs Aaron Rodgers to play otherworldly in the playoffs to win. None of that has changed. They will win the division. They will get to the playoffs, and it will all come down to how great Aaron Rodgers is in the playoffs. When they lose, it's because Aaron Rodgers' greatness falls short. When they win, it's because Aaron Rodgers' greatness is there. And that is what it is going to come down to. How great will Aaron Rodgers be in the playoffs? Now, I get it. It's a hard question to answer because it's how long away? 8 months away? Seven months away?
Eight months away. It's
9 months away.
First game's in September. It's less. It's April.
In the playoffs, though.
Oh, the playoffs? 7 months away. January.
It's not 7 months away.
Yeah, it is. It's 4 plus 7 would equal... Holy cow. It's over 8 months away.
I mean, my God. Was that the dumbest thing you said today, or did that happen on Carmen and Yurko?
Probably Carmen and Yurko.
Josh, can we hear Ben Brust on Carmen and Yurko?
Here's your final question. Name the largest desert on planet Earth.
Oh, boy.
The largest desert.
Largest desert on planet Earth. I like this one.
This is your final question.
Mojave?
Mojave.
No, it's not the Mojave.
Mojave.
It is not. It's not even the Sahara, which most people say. It is Antarctica.
Trick question.
Good job, Ben.
Yeah, I'm sorry I don't know pronunciations, but at least I knew a desert. I feel like that's a win for me.
That's a sad, sad, sad win for you, buddy.
I love that, like they were, like, trying to, like, help me, you know? Like, they were like, no, it's Mojave, you know? Like you
as
guys
supposed to completely just tearing
just,
you
just
apart.
Tear me apart. It was a very different dichotomy of what I expected from you guys.
Were they doing
them.
An Are You Smarter Than type
they
of
just
thing?
They just loved the Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust segment. They wanted to bring it somewhat into their
so
show.
So they just ask you a few random
trivia questions.
Mojave?
That's the reaction Mojave? I expected.
Oh, that is a beautiful thing.
Mojave?
800-990-3776. Get 800-990-3776. Can the Packers be better in 2022 than they were in 2021? I believe it's possible. Do you? We'll hit it next. After the big Sammy Watkins signing next on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
Have you ever been in a bookstore?
I mean, I think I've been to Barnes & Noble to pick out a book for like somebody for Christmas. What, Josh?
Is you ever been in a bookstore? Like any ever at all?
Yes. Could you rent stuff from like a Barnes & Noble?
I don't think so.
Yeah, then I'm not thinking of the same spot. That's probably the library.
Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
Back, like we're still 17. I'm gonna fight for you. You know where I'll be, baby. I got
4:40 down the drain. Harry Potter owns us.
Avada Kedavra.
Ugh. I can't believe you just did that. I can't believe you just did that.
I mean, I'm trying to have some fun with the fact that we've just lost. I mean, I lost 40 and you lost what? At least 100.
I've lost a good amount of money to Harry Potter right here. Yep.
A slot machine for the record, not just to a fictional character.
Which you can see on the stream. On Twitter, at Scalzo and Russ. We're streaming video. We're live at Red Rock Saloon, hanging out here downtown Milwaukee on Water Street. Pop on by for Tito's 25th anniversary tonight. They're gearing up right now. 10 p.m., you're going to have a Tito's toast. Tito's toast for the 25th anniversary, as I mentioned, that is going to be Tito's Lemon Drops. They've got $9 cocktail specials, including Tito's Paloma. You're going to have Tito's all-time favorite, which is a Tito's handmade vodka soda with lime and orange. And, of course, Tito's handmade vodka lemonade. No better time in the world to be drinking American vodka. Handmade, gluten-free American vodka. That's what you get with our friends at Tito's. There's going to be plenty of Tito's swag here as well. It is going to be on fire. He is Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. Vote for us for best radio show in Madison. Text VOTE to 800-990-3776. We'll send you the link. 800-990-3776. That First Midwest Bank, patented official Scalzo and Brust talking text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. I think the Packers can and will be better in 22 than they were in 21. I know that that seems antithetical to the ideas of the larger media, but that is where I like to live. We want to hear from you. 800-990-3776. Let's go to Sheboygan, where we got our boy Dan. Danny, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. What do you got? Danny.
Dan?
Dan Dog. Dan the
man. I'll try and get a hold of him off the air.
We gave him like 5 nicknames, you know, to try and get him on the air. So he, this local celebrity, Josh DiMaggio, failing at his job once again.
I am not the only one that feels that way. As Rob Domofsky in his way too early bold prediction says, the Packers will break their streak of 13 win seasons by winning 14. The Bears, Lions, and Vikings pose almost no threat. The Giants, Jets, Eagles, and Commanders are almost sure things. That's double-digit wins right there. And they can go 4-3 against the rest of their schedule. Their schedule is light. Again, everybody every year thinks every other team is so great until you actually really break it down. You realize this Packers defense will be better than it was last year. You're going to have Jair Alexander back on the back end of that defense.
I'm in your club
healthy.
On this side of
you're,
things.
You're going to have,
you know,
Eric
that.
Stokes with his year one to year two jump. I do think Rasul Douglas, even though I know Jason Wilde has his doubts about him, showed he was one of the highest graded cornerbacks in man-to-man coverage. So he's not just a turnover guy. You're going to have Darnell Savage continue to grow. Safety's
speaking
take a little,
very highly of Darnell Savage is the defensive backs coach.
Yeah, it takes a little longer for safeties than other positions to really come around because they're like the quarterback on the back end of that defense. Devondre Campbell in year two with this team. You're going to have another jump from Rashawn Gary. Preston Smith is still there.
He's solid.
He's solid. They built up the defensive line.
They
added
Reed. You didn't even mention Kenny Clark, the mover of men.
I'm moving from back to front.
I know. Sorry. I just get so excited thinking about what he did to that entire San Francisco offensive line. He literally took all 5 of them with his wingspan and pushed the entire offensive line.
So the defense, I think you can reasonably expect a jump. You have all pro caliber players on every line of the defense. You've got 4, 5, maybe 6 guys that could be potential pro bowlers on that defense. And then guess what? Offensively, all right, Aaron doesn't have his true bona fide number one pass catcher. Maybe we can actually see what this offense gets into. They're not going to be better offensively without Davante Adams, but there can be different. And difference sometimes is going to be more effective. And once they get into the playoffs, whatever their system, whatever their scheme had been over the last couple of years when they got down to it, we saw it. Late in his career, just as Brett Favre late in his career keyed in on certain guys that he trusted and had trouble trusting other guys, we saw that with Aaron Rodgers, and they've struggled in the past couple of years in the playoffs.
And I know this is a little bit unfair because I'm going to do a little bit of a comparison to the 49ers, but like Jimmy Garoppolo's no Aaron Rodgers, But they have had playmakers, and they and Shanahan's done a good job at the latter half of this past season where they lost to him before the defense shut him down. They were creative in how they used Deebo Samuel and how they've used three running backs 3 years ago when the Packers played them in the NFC Championship game in 2019. So to your point, is Aaron Rodgers evolved from a quarterback in Mike McCarthy's system that was built on man-to-man coverage, beat your man, make a play, to evolving to a Matt LaFleur system where it took him a little bit at first. Year one, he still won 13 games. We never thought the offense was fully there, but then he got better in year two, and they made it back to a 13-win season when the schedule went to 18 weeks, 17 games, and they threw away the game against the Lions. He'll be able to adapt and adjust, but I still think they just need another playmaker. I don't care what position necessarily. You have to trust that Matt LaFleur will be able to scheme his offense with the playmakers that he has, with the quarterback that he has, to make this offense successful.
800-990-3776. Twitter at Scalzo and Bruss. There you'll find the poll asking, is Josh DiMaggio a local celebrity? 72% of the Scalzo and Bruss family say no. 28% say yes. Chi chimes in and says, who?
Yeah, that's just mean.
Yeah, it's rude.
Josh, I'm on your side on that one.
Greg, what did you vote
for?
I voted no, but I believe yes.
Oh,
yeah, how does that work?
Do you go to the ballot box and file the opposite of what you think?
I mean, if you want to talk about my voting tendencies, Josh. It's funnier for the show if we get a heavier no on there. So that's what I was going for.
Is it? I actually think it's funnier if we get yes. Is that mean?
That's mean.
I'm sorry, Josh. Rude. That was
mean.
That was uncalled for. And you know what? Josh is doing me a solid, too. He's getting me a haircut tomorrow. I have disbanded. The amount of hair comments that I've gotten from the Scalzone Brush family as well out on the streets. Like, I was in Madison the other day as well, and be like, is that the Mohawk haircut that you got? Ha, ha, ha. I was like, good joke, guy. That was like from 4 weeks ago.
Doesn't look like a Mohawk anymore.
Not anymore, but initially it did. Josh, is your girlfriend prepared for the level of perfection that I'll be looking for in this haircut?
Yes. I mean, it was a profession of hers. And
No. I know.
Not ready for the haircut. Is she ready for Ben?
No, like, yeah. Like, I don't... I mean, Ben, you're one of a kind, but when it comes to hair, people are pretty strict, so I don't think you'll be anything new. Are you nervous about this? Because you kind of sound like you got a little apprehension in your voice.
I am nervous about this. I'm nervous. I think anybody who gets a haircut is nervous when they go to a first person for the first time. Now, I will say, I did not like the comments that I felt like I heard her make about my hair. I do like the confidence that she has in the ability to fix it. So I'm in a weird spot. Like the confidence, don't like the comments.
My hair is longer than it's been in a very long time.
Yeah, but I want you to grow that baby out like you grew the mustache out in the pandemic.
Well, I had the long hair in the pandemic as well for a while, if you recall.
Yeah.
It was probably about this length. But, I part of it is just a lack of trust right now. I lost my
Craig, you need
I lost
cut?
My guy. I do, but I'm not.
We can have a Scalzo and Russ family haircutting party.
Yeah, it ain't happening.
He's above us, Josh.
No,
yeah,
I don't. If I get my hair cut, it needs to be in a sanitary environment.
You know what?
Not Ben
you know
Russ
what, Josh?
Apartment.
We're above him.
Yeah, we are.
Local celebs. We're bros. Yeah, I didn't know you were coming to my place, by the way.
Well, it was going to be at my house, but I don't have the requisite chair, so we're going to your house.
Josh.
What?
Yeah, he when he gives that awkward laugh, that means we don't talk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That one? Well, I'm not going to talk, so you guys are going to have to sit here in silence.
I don't want to do that. I want to tell the world about how you can buy more and save more when you just add a patio door with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Of course, they did great work on my home, not once, but twice. Replaced windows and doors in my older home. Now replaced a few windows with one Well, I guess it's two patio doors. Beautiful patio doors. Busted out some windows, put in patio doors, opened up our entire living room into our patio. Their work is second to none. The service is second to none. The team is second to none. And right now, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the more windows you buy, the more you'll save when you just add a patio door. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin makes it easy for you now through the end of the month, April 30th. When you buy three Pella Windows, you'll save $500 when you just add a patio door. Buy six, save $1,000 when you just add a patio door. Buy a dozen Pella Windows, save $2,000 when you, say it with me now, just add a patio door.
Thank you, everyone, getting ready for the Tito's party.
In addition, they've got unbeaten variety with a full six lines of windows from traditional to contemporary, from wood to vinyl, and, of course, the impervious fiberglass. Pella of Wisconsin has financing to fit most any budget, so don't waste any time. Buy more, save more when you just add that patio door only through April 30th. Set your free consultation today. PellaWI.com/radio. PellaWI.com/radio. We'll go pole dancing next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Does Ben use a wrench to hang pictures? No, but he's never used a wrench. That's the honest to God truth.
Never?
That's how we've come to realize Ben has never used a wrench, is that he went right to, I haven't hung pictures on my wall.
I mean, lefty, loosey, righty, tighty. I know that.
Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
I thought I had you on. I thought I had you on hold. I thought I had you on hold.
Scalzo and Brust live from Red Rock Saloon, getting ready for Tito's Handmade Vodka 25th Anniversary Party tonight. Tito's Toast, 10 p.m. You'll get some Tito's Handmade Vodka lemon drops, some amazing specials that you can enjoy and celebrate, again, the 25th anniversary of the country's greatest vodka. No better time to buy American vodka than right now. That's right. Tito's Handmade Vodka, gluten-free. We were drinking yesterday, opening day, Tito's Lemonade. You can get that today here at Red Rock Saloon tonight for $9. $9 Tito's Handmade Vodka Palomas as well. And Tito's all-time favorite. That's right. Tito, the man himself. That's Tito's Handmade Vodka Soda with a lime and an orange. One-upping Ben Bross, because what's better than that? One-upping Ben Bross. Plus, you'll have the Tito's Street Team out here. They'll be handing out swag prizes. This will be the spot to be in Milwaukee tonight, celebrating Tito's Handmade Vodka 25th Anniversary. Joshy, let's go pole dancing.
They've got questions, and we've got answers. Time to give the people what they want. Let's go pole dancing on Scalzo and Brust.
Let's go pole dancing?
I bet you I can last longer on the pole than you can.
You have a shorter body,
this is the excuse.
Less weight to be thrown around.
So I don't mean to be insulting to Ben, but this is going to come across as insulting.
I wouldn't do well on the ball.
People would say when it comes to golf is that you win and lose on the first hole, and Ben Bross can lose on the first hole. You already lost the competition.
Yeah.
You already given up.
I'm mentally, no thanks.
All right. Well, every week we go up and down the dial, 94.5 ESPN in Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN in Madison, to all of our fellow shows. We look at polls they posted, the questions they themselves couldn't answer. We say, you know what? We're going to be generous. We are going to help you out. Joshy, what do we have today?
This first one comes from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, which you can hear from 7 to 9 on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Fill in the blank for the Bucks Bowl Series. Bucks in 4. 5, 6, or 7?
Bucks in 5.
Yeah, I got Bucks in 5 as well. I think there's enough offensive firepower from the Bulls that they get hot one game. Just one game. And you know what? They win one game, I get paid one more game. So I'm going for Bucks in 5.
All right, let's stick with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy here. When attending a sporting event, Ashton says you can only wear apparel from either of the two teams participating or something generic. Is that fair or is that foul?
That's completely foul. That's Ashton being a square like he is, trying to create a take that just like, hey, you have to do this, this, or this. Hey, Ashton, if I want to wear a hockey jersey or a football jersey, I can do whatever I want. I paid the money to go to the game with my ticket. If I want to wear a Ken Griffey Jr. Seattle Mariners jersey to a Brewers Cardinals opening day game, I can do whatever the hell I want, Hagrid.
I mean, Hagrid's a term of endearment. I nicknamed him Hagrid as a term of endearment because he's a gentle giant. He's a giant. He's like 7 feet, 7 inches, I think.
All right, who's Hagrid's ugly brother that's left in the forest?
Ooh, the giant, the true giant. I forget the name there. Somebody will fill us in on that. I think it started with a C. Look, I'm not a jersey guy in general. I don't wear a lot of jerseys, but I don't judge those that do. I kind of wish that I was more of a jersey guy because I do have sometimes difficult time trying to figure out
what to wear
to sporting events. I always think it's a little silly when you see somebody in a Yankees jersey at a Brewers, Cardinals game. Like, what, you just have to show everybody you're a Yankees fan? Like, it's a little goofy. I'll judge you for it, but I judge everybody for everything they're wearing because I'm a human being, and anybody who lies and says they don't judge you for what you're wearing is just flat-out lying. It doesn't mean that you're, like, holding it against that person, but we all make judgments based off of how each other look and the appearance that we present.
Yeah, I'm well aware that you judge me for what I wear.
Yeah, you dress horribly. But no, I mean, I tend to be with you, Benny. I'm more of a libertarian on this topic. We're like, do whatever you want.
I get his premise, like, but it's not like an ultimatum of you have to do this. Shut up, Ashton. You're not that tough.
What do you have against Ashton again?
Wow.
He's just kind of
he's just kind of annoying. Like, everyone likes him, and I don't know why.
I think it's because he's a nice guy.
I think it's a fake thing that he's got going on. He's got everyone fooled. Just warning you guys.
Got him.
Okay.
You got him.
Wow.
Don't think you got him.
Oh, I know I have him. I own him. He does whatever I want in the office.
Josh, move on to the next one. What are we doing here?
I was just letting him bury himself and continue to be awkward about that. This next one comes from...
I was feeling awkward at that point.
Yeah, yeah, no, I wanted to fully sink into...
When Greg gets an awkward feeling, that's when it's time to move on.
Yeah, no, that was very much intentional. I was gonna let you go as long as you wanted to.
Yeah, the giant can get a life.
Yeah, it's still going. This one comes from Rutledge and Hamilton from 2 to 4 on 100.5 ESPN Madison. Since you guys were at the baseball game yesterday, opening day, I thought this would be interesting. How many innings are you watching in the stadium? 9, 6 to 8, 4 to 5, or less?
Are you saying watching or like are you in the stadium?
In the stadium, 4.
Oh, 9. You go to a game like...
I'm a 6 inning guy.
Yeah, because you're you. Like...
Also, I was wondering about that question because
all we do, we complain about the weather and then it's too long. Like, you go to a baseball game, enjoy the damn game.
You definitely are taking the moment, guy. I could feel it from the moment we walked in. You were very happy to be in the ball game.
I like going to sporting events. I am a sports fan. You go to a game, you do everything you need to do to get down there. You park, you go in. So what? It's going to take an extra 30 minutes, like, and you're at a ball game? Stick around. Take it in. Watch it. Enjoy it a little bit. 30 minutes extra of sleep ain't going to help you?
Yeah, I was just wondering for that question because I was thinking how many actual outs I even watched at the game yesterday.
There's nobody more annoying. When I was growing up, like as a sports fan, when I would go and I would go with my friends and their parents to a sporting event, the dad that's like, we got to beat traffic. It's the 8th inning. Get the hell out of here.
See?
You sign up for the drive-in. You sign up for the drive-out. Like, enjoy the damn game.
I actually, like, I grew up going to games with my dad, and we were a beat the
oh, yeah.
the crowd out.
It explains so much about you.
And I loved putting the game on the radio and listening to the last couple innings on the radio while we were zooming down the highway while I was just sitting down traffic.
Missing epic, you're missing great experiences. The end of the game.
9 out of 10 times. It was a blowout yesterday. So if people listen to the last 2 innings of you calling it, Yeah, they would have just as much fun if they were at the ball game.
Then
or
it
not.
Goes into extras because it gets tied up, and next thing you know, like it might.
Oh, too bad. Sorry, I missed one game that, or I could stream it on my phone.
Okay, but you could listen to every other game on the radio. You can watch every other game
but
on TV.
But I could also get home quicker and be in my comfy weighted blanket.
Then don't even go to the damn game.
Let me decide what I want to do when I go to the game.
Yeah, you can do both.
Don't tell me what to do.
Stupid decision.
Whoa.
In your opinion.
Yes.
I know.
That's what I'm giving.
I know.
My opinion.
I think
but you're also different
stupid.
Because you don't like sporting events. Like, you're coming to this from a place where, like, if you weren't there as part of a work day yesterday, you're not just paying for a ticket and going to AmFam Field to take in the Brewers on opening day.
No.
No. So you don't like
but
going
I look forward to having
events.
The Brewers on TV, too, while I play Call of Duty tonight.
And that's okay, but my point is, for those of us that are actually sports fans and want to go to sporting events and
you
enjoy
you can be a sports
them,
fan and not want to go to sporting events.
Okay. But for those of us that enjoy sports enough to go to the events and be a part of the cultural experience that they provide,
I hate crowds.
I don't get the, we're going to leave a couple innings. There's nothing more infuriating. I am a stay until the end. I want to be one of the last people walking out of the damn ballpark just as
Josh,
I was last
put
night.
It on the poll. Are you more likely to stay to the end or leave early to get to the parking lot?
Put it on the poll on Twitter, at Scalzo and Bross. Just stealing another poll.
That's what I was wondering.
Ben just took a poll question we were trying to answer and then said, let's put it on the poll because we disagree about how we answered the poll.
I thought we solved the poll question's problems. Maybe we just create more.
We normally solve them. I solve them. You give bad takes and bad advice like,
ooh. Lash out city because my dad and I are go to the parking lot early, guys, and now Greg's lashing out at us.
When me and John Bross go to the Bucks game and sit courtside next year, I am not leaving early with them. I'm staying until the very
you
last
entitled
buzzer.
Little brat. I'm there giving you
no
courtside
buzzer.
Seats with my dad.
You're not giving me anything. I was
I won
part
those.
Of this. Yes, we won those.
You didn't do crap.
Oh, you gave me your picks. I helped you
okay,
every step of the way.
Shut your mouth.
I helped you even more on the back end when we had to fight for those against Tausche, didn't I? I made sure that we secured those two spots. I got those two tickets for us, and I would love to go there with nobody other than your dad, Big John Bruss, but he will stay until the buzzer with me.
So the guy who's had a spinal back fusion surgery,
yep.
Two hip replacements,
yep.
Might be really uncomfortable. He needs a cane to walk. You're
yep.
Going to make him stay longer than he wants to if he's feeling uncomfortable and needs to get home.
And he's going to appreciate me for it. He's going to appreciate that experience.
You're making an elderly with a handicap sticker.
Don't call him elderly.
He is.
Oh.
He's 65.
He could still beat the crap out of you.
Absolutely, you could. I'm scared crapless of my dad. I almost said the wrong word there.
We've been on a roll lately. Yes, it was a great time yesterday at opening day at AmFam Field. Of course, American Family Insurance. We tell you about the amazing, amazing opportunity to work with them. And when I say amazing, I mean because people look at insurance as a commodity. It is anything but a commodity. Don't just jump online and say, what's the quickest way for me to get home insurance? What's the quickest way for me to get auto insurance? Because what you're not doing is thinking about what you're actually buying. You're literally buying protection for when something goes wrong. And if you're a homeowner, you're getting ready to be a first-time homeowner. Maybe you are a first-time homeowner. Hopefully, if you aren't a first-time homeowner, you already know better. Something is going to go wrong at your house. So don't just pick the quickest, easiest option online. And by the way, AmFam is remarkably easy. They give you this digital home quoting tool that makes choosing insurance really simple. You have to think about what happens when something does go wrong. The benefit of AmFam, local, obviously, good Wisconsin people. You get to work with a local American Family agent, somebody in your community, somebody you get to know, somebody you build a relationship with, somebody that you trust. And that is who you go to when something inevitably goes wrong. That's what happened with me. My AmFam agent, Katie, we've known for a while. We become friends with her. When something went wrong in our home, we needed to submit a claim. I got to call her and say, hey, what do I do? She guided me through every step of the process. They over-delivered on the claim process. Could not have been happier with the service, and it's why I want to encourage all of you to go to AmFam.com to find your local American Family Insurance agent. Again, AmFam.com. And remember, when you protect both your home and auto with American Family, you can save up to 28%. We got Free Beer Friday, plus we'll send you out to the weekend the right way as we do every Friday. Don't forget. Be here at Red Rock Saloon tonight to celebrate Tito's 25th anniversary party. All coming up, Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
And right. Carpenter, I'm never not going to go there.
No, go ahead.
They install carpets.
Oh, I'm very happy we went there.
Scalzo and Brust.
Just so we make this abundantly clear, you think a carpenter is a carpenter?
No, and no, I'm moving on from that as the right answer in my head.
Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
It is Friday. It is almost 6 o'clock. We're at Red Rock Saloon in downtown Milwaukee on Water Street, where we're Wisconsin meets.
Yes,
Tito's 25th anniversary party going on tonight. Be here. 10 p.m. Tito's toast. Some Tito's handmade vodka lemon drops.
Save me.
Special $9 Tito's Palomas, Tito's Lemonades, and Tito's favorite, which is just Tito's vodka and soda with a lime and an orange.
And it wouldn't be a Friday heading towards 6 o'clock if we didn't take care of all of you in the Scalzo and Brust family. You know the drill. First caller Milwaukee, first caller Madison, 800-990-3776. You win a case of RG Bev Hard Craft Seltzer. That's Ryan Geist Hard Craft Seltzer. And a Screaming Sicilian Pizza. What goes better than a hard craft beverage and pizza? 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776. Caller one in Madison, caller one in Milwaukee.
NBA doubleheader coming up next across ESPN Wisconsin. Be here tonight at Red Rock Saloon downtown in Milwaukee on Water Street. Have a weekend, Wisconsin.